Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox State College.
It is time for a terrific Tuesday edition of Let's Talk, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox, as we get ready for the big turkey dinner.
Woo-hoo.
And a full day of football. America's holiday, kids. Thanksgiving, just 2 days away. Phone line is open here at 814-954-7266. I would like to remind this morning, Democratic senators and congressmen, that you should not murder anybody.
What?
No murder today from any of the Democrats. It is illegal to murder people. Just stating the obvious, just like the Democrats do. 814-954-7266, if you would like to join the program this morning.
Folks, I have no idea what that was. I have no clue where that one came from.
Welcome to those of us on the right that have no idea where the Democrats' nonsense came from.
Okay.
Welcome aboard, baby.
We have an open line program. Maybe later on we'll find out where that's going. But how many football games do we have Thursday?
We have three.
We have all three pro games. One right after the other. Wow. So let's see. The first game is always Detroit. Detroit always goes first.
Yeah, it's actually a good lineup this year. Nice selection.
Lions and Green Bay. All right. And then Dallas always has a game.
Yeah.
They're always second.
They are.
Except I'm blanking. Who do they play?
They are playing the Kansas City Chiefs.
Who rescued themselves on Sunday.
For the time being.
They should have lost that game with the Colts. And then there's always a night game, which is just...
It's an AFC North showdown in Baltimore as Joe Burrow returns to lead the Bengals against the despised, the despicable, the god-awful Ravens.
Come on, Burrow!
Let's go, baby!
Steelers fans, come on, Burrow!
Always like that Joe Burrow fellow.
Come on, Burrow, anyway.
He's my man.
All right. We do have an open line program. Oh, are you kidding? Plenty to talk about. Yes, Penn State football. Yes, Donald Trump. Yes, probably some other things. So, all right, we'll give you your chance. You can chime in now if you want. Again, 814-954-7266. What's your opinion on whatever you want to throw in? That's fine. Going to be a rainy day today, kind of gray. Chilly, not cold. Tomorrow, actually, one forecast at least says a high of 58 tomorrow, which frankly is going to feel like a heat wave. But then by Thursday, well, if you were listening to our friend Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com, he's been saying this for a while now, get ready. It's going to be cold starting Thursday going into the weekend. I'm going to keep my eyes open this weekend for our friends over at Tussey Mountain Ski Area. I'm just wondering, maybe this weekend is when they open up the snow guns. This could be the weekend. Let's see if they start to open up the snow guns this weekend. Because, again, it's supposed to be below freezing. Wind chill, real feel, whatever, blah, 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 is probably in the teens. I mean, it's going to be chilly this weekend, so get ready. Now, State College, again, has no school this week. Everybody else, today is the last day of school before break. And I just always wonder, I wonder what's being accomplished today. Maybe not much.
All kinds of good
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, movies, parties. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, but there's probably not a whole lot being accomplished in school today. Just a hunch.
How dare you?
Now, if I'm correct, State College has school on Monday.
You are correct.
That is correct. Now, everybody else still has Monday off. Now, it used to be in the old days it was Monday, Tuesday, right? after Thanksgiving. And, of course, that was primarily for hunting season.
There is still, let the record show, going to be a Monday followed by a Tuesday after Thanksgiving this year as well.
Yes, but the state college kids have to go to school both days. Everybody else, it's only on Tuesday. Rifle deer season, of course, starts, and again, the old days, it always started on Monday, remember? And then a couple years ago, the Game Commission changed it, and it now begins on Saturday. So rifle deer season on Saturday. And I tell you what, yes, we need you hunters out there doing your jobs. Last night I took my guy Domino outside one more time to, you know, do his biz. It's pitch dark. I live out in Penns Valley in the country, and it's amazing. My dog's senses are so much better than mine. I mean, his nose, for starters, but also his eyes and his ears. And I take him out, and I have him on a leash. I take him out, and all of a sudden, he just perks. He perks up, and he's looking. He's almost like a pointer. He's not a pointer, but he's looking like a pointer. And I'm like, okay, what's up? I'm looking around. Again, I'm half blind, half deaf. I'm like, oh what's going on? And out, I have a field, which is part of my property, and I'm kind of squinting my eyes like, okay. And there it is, the telltale white tail. You can just see it bobbing up and down. One, and then there was a second one. I think there was a third one out in the field. I could barely see them. My dog saw them almost immediately. He's got like laser eyes, like right on them, like right there. You know, thinking, okay, well, that's kind of close to the house, all right? Holy smokes. So, yes, deer hunters, we need you to do your jobs starting on Saturday. Very, very important. So we stay away from my house, all right? But please, you know, do what we need you to do. All right, let's see what else do we have. Well, we mentioned this before. Tomorrow is supposed to be the biggest travel day of the year. People just crazy for Thanksgiving. Now, actually, it's supposed to really probably start today, as in maybe later today or this evening. AAA says upwards of 82 million people are going to be on the move over the next several days. And by AAA's definition, on the move means they're going to travel at least 50 miles. So in other words, if you're just going cross town, that doesn't count. All right. You got to drive a bit of a distance. That's between today and December 1st. Well, that'd be Monday. All right. Allegedly, this is supposed to be, okay, the Federal Aviation Administration. This would be the flying people. They claim that this is going to be the busiest Thanksgiving week in 15 years. Wow. They say there's going to be more than 360,000 flights scheduled this week into early next week. Now, do you remember a couple weeks ago the shutdown and flights were being canceled? And remember all that total craziness, delays and cancellations? It was crazy. Apparently, that's all by the boards now, I guess. I find that hard to believe because there's still a shortage of air traffic controllers. So if you are going to be flying today, tomorrow, or this week or something, I would say maybe almost expect a delay. Because we're not all the way back from that shutdown, but still, whoo, 360,000 flights in a week. Oh, my gosh. But even with that, AAA says, again, 82 million people are going to travel. 72 million, their estimate, are going to be driving. The other 10 million are going to be doing everything else, flying, train, bus, and so on. Okay. 72 million people is a 2% increase over last year. According to one story, the worst time to hit the road in major metro areas, which is not us. All right, so New York, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, blah, blah, blah. Worst time to hit the road, the afternoon today and tomorrow. It's going to be crazy. So if you're hopping in the car or van or truck or whatever you drive, get ready. You're not going to be alone. All right, going to be a lot of folks there. Now, if you were listening last week, our friend Gene Weller joined us. Gene is with the local Marine Toys for Tots campaign.
I was listening that morning.
How about that? You were right. You invited Gene to come in.
Huh?
Right. If you missed it, again, 987thefox.info. Go to the Let's Talk Interviews page. Scroll down just a little bit to find the link to listen to our chat with Gene Weller. And I remember that day, Gene just, I'm still stunned when he said, right now, there are 250 different points across Center County where you can donate a new unwrapped toy for Toys for Tots. This is just Center County. 250 different places that, you know, have the box out. And they, we invite people to, you know, put your a new unwrapped toy in the box. All right, that's fine. But you remember I said to Gene, I said, hey, Gene, we're in this building here on Science Park Road. There's a whole bunch of businesses here in our building. We don't have a Toys for Tots box. And he's like, really? I'm like, no, we don't have anything. I said, we've got a, like, I call it a commons area, which is here at the entrance of our building, and then you can go different directions to different offices.
And I remember him telling you, screw you guys, I don't like you, and I don't want you to have one.
Yeah, that's
I remember it like it was yesterday.
That's why he joined us, okay. Well, did you notice this yesterday?
There's
a Toys for Tots box right out in our commons area.
I did.
All right, so hopefully all the other businesses and offices here in our building, which is 341 Science Park Road, hopefully a lot of our neighbors here are like, oh, that's interesting. And over the next, what would it be, 3 weeks, I think? Over the next 3 weeks,
yeah.
You know, if you folks want to make a donation, that's great. Now, I'll tell you what, if you're listening, I mean, during the daytime, our doors are open, you know, the entranceway doors. If you want to, if you're maybe close to us, 341 Science Park Road, you just want to walk in, the Toys for Tots box is right, it's right in the middle. It's pretty, pretty obvious. We'd love to fill up that box. All right.
That would be cool.
To help out the Toys for Tots folks. We would love to fill up that box in the next 3 weeks. All right. So let's see what we can do in that regard.
Of particular need is still gifts for the kiddos that are 10 and older.
Yeah.
Now, they'll obviously take any gift. All gifts would be welcome and appreciated, and we'll get them to the right places and all of that. But often forgotten when people that like people tend to think, all right, young kids, like little kids, also older kids. So if you have the opportunity, maybe be thinking like jewelry items, maybe headphones, like that sort of thing. And as Gene said, the monetary contributions are a very welcome gift to give to the Toys for Tots, and then they have their wholesalers, and they can get some pretty good deals and get a bunch of people taken care of with one trip out. So now, if you make the monetary donations, just know, and it should be fine, but they'll go toward next year's Toys for Tots campaign. They kind of already have purchased the ones that they're getting for this year. So just throwing those couple of nuggets out there.
Although you should do that through their website.
Yes, that would be the ideal way to do that.
Don't throw money into the Toys for Tots box.
No.
Ironhead will just come over and pick it up and do something.
Yeah, if you're going to throw money around, what you want to do is stop in Suite 200 here at 341 Science Park Room. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Howdy.
Here's a tremendous old school true story. I worked with a guy for a number of years, and we were independent builders. And when he was a kid, maybe 5 or 6-ish or so, they used to open their gifts on Christmas Eve to kind of, because they had a large family, and eliminate some of the hassle Christmas morning, you know, with wrapping paper, et cetera. At any event, when he was about 5 or 6, they opened their gifts, and this guy's dad said to him, What's your favorite gift? And let's say it was, you know, a train set or whatever. And he said, okay, let's wrap that up, put it back the way it was, and down the street here, Johnny's house, this guy knew, of course, that they, this family is pretty poor and so on and so forth. He said, I don't think Billy's going to get much for Christmas. We're going to take that gift down there and put it on his porch. And that he did that for 50 years.
Oh.
You know, he passed away, unfortunately, here about 3 years ago. But wow. You talk about a lesson well learned. He found somebody in his neighborhood that he knew. I mean, you know, it's pretty obvious, I guess. And he did that for 50 years. He took three or four gifts at night, put them on the front porch in a bag, sometimes left cash or something for the family in one of those cash envelopes or whatever, you know, a $50 bill or something like that. But I can't even imagine that happening today. But for those people that are tuning into you, the millions that listen every day, that's one other thing to think about, because it's so unique, so different, and everybody knows somebody in their neighborhood that's in that situation.
You forgot the tens of in front of that. But, yeah, you out there in the tens of millions.
Tens of millions.
Can
yeah.
certainly
heed
that wonderful opportunity.
I mean, wouldn't that be – I mean, I know the Toys for Tots worthy cause and so on, but that's got to make you feel great. And like I say, that lesson learned from this guy when he was 5 years old, he still was doing it when he was 50 years old.
That's amazing.
That's incredible.
That's great.
Good for him.
One
great
other
stuff.
Quick
– ring the bell.
Yes, indeed.
I mean, I think that's, you know, that's something that there are going to be at least a handful of people, I'm sure, may pick up on that, I hope. One other quick thing. I think you're correct, Scott. I heard from on the show previous to you this morning about that Terry Smith reportedly getting an interview during this week.
Tomorrow.
And I think you're correct that my guess is this. If he's going to be the next head coach, I don't know of anything that's going to happen during this interview that's going to change the mind, pro or con, of the athletic director. I think that this, in his mind, at least, the decision's probably been made. I'm sure it's a formality, obviously. But I agree with you. If it's not announced at the latest, right after the Rutgers game, he's out.
Okay. My thought last week was they should announce it before the Rutgers game.
Yeah, I understand that. I agree with that, too. But if it's certainly not announced immediately thereafter, I think there's two things that obviously advantage that he has. He's won a couple of games. It's obvious the players really like him. I think the retention would be considerably greater of the current players that have eligibility if he stays, that we don't run into that COVID routine where we're a couple, 3 years stumbling around with recruits and so on and so forth. He's obviously a great recruiter in his area out in Pittsburgh, Eastern Ohio and whatnot, has been for a number of years. So he has that advantage. You lose him, you lose Pittsburgh for at least a year or two, probably. I would really like to see him get it. We don't know what the inner workings are as far as does he have the proper tools to be a head coach. But and this might be a lot of enthusiasm that bubbled up that maybe is somewhat over the top. But I think when things settle out, I would really like to see him get the job.
All right.
You're not alone, that is for sure. Appreciate the phone call.
I think a growing number of people are agreeing with you.
Yeah, I'm going to push back on one thing that I keep seeing, and it's getting tiresome, so thus my need to comment on it.
All right.
I'm seeing a lot of people, you can't hire somebody just on emotion, and I agree. I completely agree with that. I also, what I'm afraid of, and I'm not really afraid of it because I think Pat Kraft has a pretty good head on his shoulders and is going to look at this thing from all of the various angles. But I also think you should not hire somebody just because a bunch of people are really excited about him. Like that, and there seems to be that sentiment. Well, you guys are all excited about this guy. Whoa, he's a nice guy. I mean, he's a nice guy, but come on. He's not a head coach.
I know a head coach when I see one. I've been sitting in my basement for the last 15 years on my keyboard telling people why I hated James Franklin. And I know a head coach when I see one. And this guy, he's a nice guy. But you guys are getting carried away with your excitement. Stop it. You don't know any better than anybody else. And truthfully, at the end of the day, neither does Pat Kraft with any of these candidates. There's not a single one of us that actually knows how this will go. Now, I think Pat Kraft is going to make a pretty reasonable guess and take a lot of information and make the decision that he obviously feels is best. But, yeah, to some degree, it's still going to be a crapshoot. Again, there are a lot of things that have to come together for an operation as big as a Division I football program to come together and work. And when I say work, again, we hear, we understand, the Penn State fans, working isn't 10 wins and being really competitive with Ohio State. No, that's not, you're not meeting my standard, guys. Okay. All right, so the working in this case is, yeah, like beating Ohio State maybe at least twice out of a five-year period, getting to the Final Four at least twice out of a five. Like, it's a high standard. And not easy for any program to get things working to that degree under any head coach. But this... there seems to be some growing sentiment on the pushback that, well, you can't hire him because everybody's all excited. Okay, but that's also not a reason to say, no, we won't hire him. Like, that, I agree. That in and of itself, and I get it. Like, beating Michigan State and Nebraska, that doesn't really prove that he's a big-time coach, guys. Right. Okay. But you don't know whether or not he would win big time.
Yeah, I do. I can see. I just know these things.
No, you don't. Get out of here, you clowns. You have no idea. And the more I'm listening to Terry Smith, the more I'm thinking, you know what? I think he actually does have the chops. I think he understands the business. I think he was kind of pushed into this, and I think he was a little reluctant at first. I don't think, again, he didn't start this season with the idea, boy, I hope I take over, like, midway through and see how I can run things. Like, that wasn't part of the thought process. But I think as he has settled into it, I think he is seeing himself as, you know what, I got this. Like, when he was saying, this is my locker room, I think he's digging it. And I think he's understanding everything that's involved. And I think he's looking around saying, yeah, I can do this. I got this. We need to restructure some things. Meaning the football program as a whole. They need to get a general manager in. From everything we're hearing, they're going to be getting a general manager in. Listen, there is a risk. It's going to be a roll of the dice no matter who you bring in. But with Terry Smith, you bring some stability. I think you bring a lot of, I think you bring the entire Nittany Nation together, at least for the short term. I get it. Next time they lose, oh, I told you. Okay. But that's going to happen with whoever you hire as the coach. But in the interim, Terry Smith can bring the new money that has been there recently, along with some of the old money that has just been holding out. I went down a rabbit hole. A friend of mine, we might get into this later in the morning, a friend of mine responded to a post with John Ziegler and the letter he sent to Todd Blackledge, and it my opinion, got ridiculous. But also in there, just a bunch of comments from people that are just completely ignorant of the facts of the Jerry Sandusky case. You had people on there, so, well, at the very least, Paterno should have fired Sandusky. You don't understand that he wasn't coaching at the time. You gotta pay at least a little bit of attention. Yeah, Paterno didn't even, he just kept him on the staff. No, he didn't. Like your ignorance is
not bliss.
The old, you don't wanna, it is better to be thought stupid than to open your mouth and remove all doubt. And some of you, typing away on the keyboards there, you gotta watch yourself because you're looking really dumb. What Terry Smith, I think, would do is bring everybody together. Even those that don't want Terry Smith to be the head coach, because I know a head coach when I see one, and he's not it. I can see that. I mean, he's a nice guy. Yeah, okay. You see that. Even those folks would support him at the onset. Like, once he's hired, like, what's the, if you're admitting he's a nice guy and he's Penn State through and through, then why in God's name, if you're a Penn Stater, would you openly root against him? You wouldn't. Right? I mean, you just wouldn't. Again, no matter who it is. If you're a Penn State fan, why would you be openly rooting against the individual? Like, that would make no sense. But I think Terry Smith, again, can, he gets the history. He's proud of the history. That's going to bring the people that are proud of the history along. And those, even those that are like, hey, we got to move on and read through the message boards there. There were a few that are on that camp. Oh, for crying out loud, this is 14 years old. Let's move on. Well, we're moving on. I mean, that game Saturday night was about this team this year and this moment. But the Joe 409 button was there. You can do both. And I think it's not easy to navigate that. But you know who I think can do it? Terry Smith. I'm more and more getting on the Terry Smith bandwagon, and in part it's because of the folks that are pushing back simply because of the enthusiasm for him. That's a ridiculous reason to not hire somebody. Well, the fans all want him, so no, we can't hire them. What? Come on.
Nice to have you on the bandwagon, buddy.
Yeah.
All right, we got to take a break.
Nice to be here.
We've been talking about doing this. We have a webcam here in our studio, and yeah, we thought about doing a live video version.
We need to make
which
that
some
up.
Other shows do. I wish we had just done that sequence because this. I mean, you should have seen the facial expressions on this guy. I mean, I'm here laughing. If you heard me laughing, I'm like, oh my God. Okay, he's in it. He's on a roll. I'm not going to be on a roll today. Yes, you are. You're on a roll.
Folks were setting me on.
We're going to have to check out doing live video here, folks. You should have seen this. Oh, it was hilarious. All right, we got to take a break. We're going to come back. We have our actual sports segment.
Yes, we do.
I've got some thoughts, obviously, on this whole shebang. And yes, we got to do newsy stuff because some of you folks really love that. So you're listening to Let's Talk here on 98.7 The Fox, your calls as well. All that when we come right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Scott Graham here from Westwood One. Don't miss any of our exclusive NFL action all season long until a new champion is crowned at Super Bowl 60. Of course, each week begins with Thursday Night Football. I'll get it started with a preview and a look ahead at the big weekend games. Then it's to the stadium for the play-by-play of all the action. Join us all season long on Thursday Night Football.
The road to Super Bowl 60 starts right here all season long. Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub, right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate Happy Hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
It's a busy world. Too many things grabbing your attention. On the radio, you want a show that talks to what you're thinking about. And yeah, some laughs to break up the stress. That show is Let's Talk. Weekdays, 8 to 10 a.m. here on 98.7 The Fox. This is Scott Giese. Join me and Jeff Byers for talk every day on the topics that interest you, that make you angry, that make you want to know more. Big topics, local topics, news or sports, and your calls and comments. Start your day with a show to get the brain cells firing. Let's Talk. Weekdays, 8 to 10 a.m. here on 98.7 The Fox.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coldest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines. The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails. Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there. Stop in today.
You know, a hotel's just a hotel, but a house is a home. Decorated to perfection with pride, love, and attention to detail. That's what you'll experience when you stay at the Keller House. A delightful 1887 home in the village of Center Hall, Pennsylvania. The Keller House is not just a bed and breakfast. The moment you open the door, you'll be amazed at the historic, unique, cozy feel of this beautiful Victorian home. The Keller House is just minutes away from State College. So if you're going to the game, turn your trip into a mini vacation. The Keller House Bed and Breakfast. Oh, and did I mention the delicious homemade cooked breakfasts? So good. Plus, you can choose from one of five themed bedrooms, each with its own bathroom and a central sitting room downstairs. Wireless high-speed internet is also provided. So, whether you're by yourself or bringing the whole family, the Keller House Bed and Breakfast in Center Hall will be your home away from home. KellerHouseBB.com. That's KellerHouseBB.com. 109 West Church Street, Center Hall.
Get up and get going.
It is a Tuesday morning edition of Let's Talk. It's the penultimate day before Thanksgiving.
There's that word.
Oh, man. We will have some open phone time coming up a bit later in the program this morning. But we take a check of the sports scene here in the second segment, as we are wont to do, and we are wanting again today.
Yes.
Penn State football getting ready for the regular season finale against Rutgers. That'll be on the road Saturday afternoon in a 3:30 kickoff. Interim head coach Terry Smith asked yesterday about the possibilities regarding the future here at Penn State or elsewhere.
Yeah, I reiterate, you know, I love Penn State. I would be open to any possibilities of staying here. You know, obviously, I would like to be the head coach here. But this week, I'm worried about Rutgers. You know, my goal is to finish this season off with three victories in a row, get us bowl eligible, and then get prepared for a bowl game after that.
Penn State, again, 5-6 on the season heading in to Saturday's 3:30 kickoff against the Scarlet Knights. Penn State senior running back Catron Allen has been tabbed Big Ten co-offensive player of the week. Second straight week, Allen has picked up the offensive honor. He helped the Nittany Lions to that 37-10 win over Nebraska Saturday night. Allen rushing for 160 yards and two touchdowns on 25 carries in the win over the Cornhuskers. That included a 50-yard run down the sideline, and he also had a couple of touchdown runs of 3 and 13 yards. And again, his backfield mate, Nicholas Singleton, has a chance with one more touchdown on the ground against Rutgers to set the school record. Right now he shares it with Saquon Barkley, each with 43 rushing touchdowns in their respective careers. Penn State's Jillian Grimes, selected by the San Diego Moho in the second round of the Major League Volleyball Draft yesterday. The senior libero was the 12th overall pick and was the first libero taken in the draft. Grimes joins a Moho team that is coached by former Penn State setter Alicia Glass, a three-time national champion and three-time All-American for the Nittany Lions from 2006 through 2009. Grimes, again, selected in the first round and the first libero taken. There were four rounds of 8 picks, total of 32 selections in yesterday's draft. Grimes has started 92 consecutive matches at libero for Penn State and ranks fourth in program history with 1,587 digs. Can you dig it?
Can you dig it?
Jillian Grimes can. Lady Lion basketball team taking third place at the Battle for Atlantis tournament in the Bahamas. Penn State bouncing back from its first loss of the season with an 83-67 victory over San Diego State yesterday. The Lady Lions pulled away in the second quarter and never looked back. Tia Cleante had 5 of Penn State's 14 steals in the game, and the Lady Lions out-rebounded San Diego State 45-32. Gracie Merkel again leading the way for Penn State, 26 points and 12 rebounds. Kiyomi McMiller added 19 points, 6 rebounds, and 4 assists. And freshman Nyla McFadden had a big game as well. She added 10 points, 5 rebounds, 4 steals, and 2 assists. Lady Lions now 5-1 on the season. Penn State will host Yale Sunday at 1 p.m. in Rec Hall. Congratulations to the Yale football team. Big win over Harvard this past Saturday as well. Impressive. Penn State women's basketball's Gracie Merkel has been named the Big Ten Player of the Week. First time she's picked up the weekly honor. Actually named to the honor roll, I should say. Merkel earning the conference recognition after a career performance in the first game, albeit a loss at that Battle for Atlantis tournament. The 6'6" center had 39 points on 19 of 23 shooting from the field, and just had herself a fantastic start to that tournament. She also dominated on the boards. and notched her third double-double of the season in that opening game, now has four after she did it again in the third-place game yesterday. Man, Lady Lions looking good here at 5-1 through the early portion of the season. Philadelphia Flyers. Not a good night last night. Shut out by the Lightning, 3-0 in Tampa. Tampa Bay scored a goal in each period to pick up the victory. The Flyers are now 11-7-3 on the season and are tied with the Pittsburgh Penguins now for fifth in the Metropolitan Division.
So they're both sinking.
Yeah, Penguins got to get something figured out here. They'll be back in action tomorrow night hosting the Buffalo Sabres, and that feels like a more critical game than you would think a late November game would have a right to be. But they at home, they've got to get something turned around here. Just saying.
It's all about the defense.
It is.
It's all about the defense with that team. They can score goals. We know that.
Yeah.
They give up too many. Again, they have these spurts where.
It
is.
They need some grit. They just need some grit.
Grit.
Moving forward.
Okay.
NFL action last night. The 49ers defeated the Panthers. 20-9 was your final. As Bryce Young did have a solid game, but. Two costly mistakes, two interceptions, finished 18 of 29 for Carolina for 169 yards, a touchdown, but again, the two interceptions. Brock Purdy was, I will say that the fans did not seem to be enamored with Brock Purdy's play.
Okay.
Trying to be charitable. He threw three interceptions last night and one touchdown, finished at 23 of 32 for 193 yards. But they do have Christian McCaffrey. He had 24 carries for 89 yards and a touchdown. Not a thing of beauty, but 49ers, again, nice thing about the NFL, it is a bottom line business. As Mr. Giese mentioned, we've got lots of football coming up this weekend for you right here on Sports Radio 98.7, the Fox. And on Thanksgiving Day, first of all, we want to remind you, no Let's Talk program. Tears being shed all throughout the globe. But, yeah, what can we tell you? We're going to go just sleep in, relax a little bit. So Fox Sports will air throughout the morning. But starting at 12:30, we are going to have an NFL bonanza. Packers at the Lions will kick things off. Again, coverage will begin at 12:30, game at 1. Then the Chiefs at Cowboys, coverage will begin at 4:15. And the Bengals at the Ravens, coverage starting at 8 o'clock. I've had a few people ask as well. We will have the Goon and Ironhead show this afternoon, as well as Joe Lednoski. Joe from noon to 2, after Dan Patrick from 10 to noon. Goon will be on location today. I'll be out at Quaker Steak and Lube, but we'll have the Goon and Ironhead show from 2 to 4 and then into Fox Sports at 4 o'clock. Tomorrow is pretty much the normal schedule. So we'll have the two pros and a cup of Joe in the morning, Mr. Giese and I from 8 to 10, Dan Patrick Show, Joe Lednoski, Chris Buganani from 2 to 3, Jim Galani 3 to 4. Then we're back to Fox Sports. Again, Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, Fox Sports, and then NFL action from 12:30 on. On Friday, this is where things get shaken up just a bit. So we'll have two pros and a cup of Joe from 6 to 8. Let's Talk with Mr. Giese and yours truly from 8 to 10. Dan Patrick Show from 10 to 11.
Okay.
Now you may be thinking to yourself,
self,
that show runs from 10 to noon on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Hmm. Seems like there's an hour short there.
Yeah, what's
going on?
Well,
a couple of things. Dan Patrick isn't going to be in on Friday. He's taking off. And we are going to carry the Philadelphia Eagles Friday afternoon. So we are going to carry Jim Galante's show, the Keystone Kickoff Show, from 11 to noon instead of the normal 3 to 4 spot, because that 3 to 4 spot will be taken up by NFL football. So again, on Friday, Dan Patrick Show, just an hour from 10 to 11. Then the Keystone Kickoff Show from 11 to noon. Now, Joe Ludnowski and the Pennsylvania Sports Network will air at its usual time from noon to 2. Then we'll have a little brief interlude of Fox Sports from 2 to 2:30. And then the Chicago Bears visiting the Philadelphia Eagles for the Black Friday showdown that nobody really wants. But thanks, NFL. 3 o'clock kickoff, 2:30 airtime, and then we're back to Fox Sports after that. Also, on Saturday, Keystone Kickoff Show from 7 to 8 with Jim Galante. We will have Jed Donahue and the Pennsylvania Sports Network from 8 to noon, getting you ready for the busy day and busy weekend of football. Then at 12 noon, we will join the game, Michigan hosting Ohio State. Oh, Ohio State will thump them. They got a much better team. It won't be close.
That's what was supposed to happen last year.
Everybody knows Ohio State will win that one. 12 noon, we will have the Ohio State at Michigan game, and then we're back to Fox Sports after that. Of course, Penn State football, 3:30 on Saturday at Rutgers. And then the NFL game Sunday night will be the Broncos at the Commanders. So lots of football rolling your way this weekend. And, yeah, the search continuing. Lots of different opinions being expressed, and that's fine. It's fun. We should soon find out. Soon being within the next couple of weeks, I suspect, who the next head coach of Penn State football is.
For the next 3 days.
Possibly. Possibly the next 3 days.
All right, we'll take a break in a moment. Now, somebody out there, I haven't delved into this. Well, some games still have to be played. Big Ten football championship game. Who's going to be in that game?
Well, right now, it would be Oregon and Ohio State.
Not Indiana.
Oh, no, it would be Indiana. What am I saying?
Well, not
it would be Indiana.
But not Ohio State.
Now it would be.
You've got number one and number two, and it's like you have to pick one. How do you pick one? Well, okay.
The winner of the game would be number one.
Okay. No. You got Ohio State undefeated. You have Indiana undefeated.
Yeah.
All right. You got Oregon over on the other side. Well, how do you determine between Ohio State and Indiana on the eastern side? I don't.
Well, no, there's no Eastern and Western. Ohio State and Indiana would play for the Big Ten title.
So it wouldn't be Oregon. Oregon's
correct.
Out. Okay, all right.
I missed
I still have the old thinking of sort of the East and West
and
all that sort of thing. Okay, that would be an interesting game. All right.
I would be very interested.
There we go. All right, we're going to take a break. We have open line time for the rest of the show.
We do.
Yes, I've got thoughts on football, all right? Some interesting stuff from like yesterday. We've got some newsy stuff, all right, to make you think. And, of course, your phone calls.
Of course.
You can make us think, which is rare, but you can try. All right. You're listening to Let's Talk here on 98.7 The Fox. Don't go anywhere. We'll come right back.
We don't just talk sports, the Fox. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox Sports Weekend
is your Sunday home for the National Football League. All of the big teams.
Spins into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Big names.
Burrow throws over the middle into coverage, and it is caught. Unbelievable.
It's the NFL. Sundays
on Central PA Sports Authority.
The Fox Sports Weekend. Sports Radio. 98.7 The Fox.
Fox Sports.
You know, a hotel's just a hotel, but a house is a home.
Decorated to perfection with pride, love, and attention to detail. That's what you'll experience when you stay at the Keller House.
A delightful 1887 home in the village of Center Hall, Pennsylvania.
The Keller House is not just a bed and breakfast. The moment you open the door, you'll be amazed at the historic, unique, cozy feel of this beautiful Victorian home. The Keller House is just minutes away from State College. So if you're going to the game, turn your trip into a mini vacation. The Keller House Bed and Breakfast. Oh, and did I mention the delicious homemade cooked breakfasts? So good. Plus, you can choose from one of five themed bedrooms, each with its own bathroom and a central sitting room downstairs. Wireless high-speed internet is also provided. So, whether you're by yourself or bringing the whole family, the Keller House Bed and Breakfast in Center Hall will be your home away from home. KellerHouseBB.com. That's KellerHouseBB.com. 109 West Church Street, Center Hall.
Join Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox as we kick off our week of giving on Friday, November 21st at the Bellefonte Giant Grocery Store on the Benner Pike. We will be collecting non-perishable food items and monetary donations that day for the Faith Center. Just another great way to help your neighbor. During November, The Fox will be asking you to stop in and sign up for our annual Remington 700 rifle giveaway from Jordan Firearms during our week of giving with Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Join us for the Goon and Ironhead Show, Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Goon loves Philadelphia sports. I love Pittsburgh sports. We both love Penn State sports, and we both just like talking sports, and you never know where the discussion will take us. That's part of the fun. Join us for the good times, Tuesday and Thursday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Now a fraternity or sorority is a brotherhood or sisterhood formed around common goals and aspirations. These men and women make a commitment to each other for life. The members that form a fraternity or sorority share their efforts, friendship, and knowledge, but they should never, ever look the same. That's why there's PAMP, printing and more printing. All kinds of t-shirts for all of your group's events, with the artwork as wild as... artwork as visually stimulating as your mind's eye sees it.
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
And we are back here on a Tuesday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. The phone line is open and available for your use at 814-954-7266. Yes. Just picking back up on the Terry Smith, just for a moment, because I've been thinking a lot about this. And again, the arguments against him seem to be centered around one of two basic arguments. One is, again, you're just getting caught up in the passion. My gosh, all he did is beat Michigan State and Nebraska. Michigan State's not very good this year. Nebraska may have been overrated. Much superior talent. Give me a break. They lost a close game to Indiana. That's what we just got right. Okay. Again, you're not taking into account the circumstances and all of the things that Terry Smith has had to overcome to get his team to play the way it did Saturday night. And if anybody is honest, I mean, that was a big time effort. And more than anything else, to me, that is what stands out, is the effort. You go back and look at the blocks that that team was making. It wasn't, hey, I got to get a shoulder pad on the guy and then, push off of him. It was, I'm gonna get my shoulder pad in there and I'm going to drive him, and I'm going to drive him some more, and I'm going to stay with it, and if he slips off, I'm going to chase him down and I'm going to hit him again. Like, it was that type of an effort across the board all night long. Folks, we haven't had that. Not in any of the games before Nebraska. And I'm not sitting here telling you everybody played perfect throughout the game. I'm telling you the effort was there across the board from start to finish. That is what a good coach does. That is what a great coach does, is get everybody to buy in and put in maximum effort. So that is part one. You can't just say, no, we can't hire Terry Smith because everybody's all excited and you're just caught up in the moment and just want to win. No, that's not what this is. And I don't think I agree you don't hire somebody just because of the excitement of the moment, I also think it's dumb to preclude somebody from being hired because, my gosh, there's all of this excitement around him. I think when you listen to Terry Smith talk and you start to understand his appreciation of the game, of the players around him, and this is one of those things. I don't think Pat Kraft, I'm with most of Nittany Nation, I don't think Pat Kraft seriously, I know he said at that initial press conference after the James Franklin firing that absolutely Terry Smith will get considered. I don't think he really, in his heart of hearts, I'm talking about Pat Kraft, believed, Terry Smith is going to be the guy. I think he was genuine in that, yeah, we're going to give him a shot, but also, my gosh, come on. Like, he's going to pale in comparison with the others out there. And here's where I'm going to go with why I think Terry Smith should be given the shot. Sometimes the answer is right there when you don't know it. You're not expecting it. Sometimes leaders just rise to the occasion. And this feels to me like it may be one of those times. I don't think Terry Smith, from what I'm reading and talking to some people, and I've known Terry Smith to say hello. I don't know if he would know who I am. But over the years, I mean, I've talked to him briefly here and there and always came away thinking, man, what a genuinely good person. But also, I think he has the disciplinarian in him that I think a head coach has to have. The honest assessment, both of himself, his coaches, and the players, I think that is critical. And sometimes, again, it's whether you thought you had that here. The other argument I wanted to get to, because the other argument is, well, you don't fire James Franklin to hire his head assistant. Yeah. Like, that's stupid. Well, no, that's stupid to say that you wouldn't hire him just because he was the assistant. Like, that is equally stupid. He is a different person. Well, yeah, but he was part of the same. Well, yeah, that was his job. Now, that job and role has changed. And I'm just telling you, the early indications to me look like, yeah, he can figure this thing out pretty quickly. And I think the other part of it for me is that there is a humility with Terry Smith that I'm not sure many of the other big names coming in would have. And I'm just telling you, having watched up close and personal, somebody that I would argue is at least as good a coach in any sport in the history of sports, but certainly is on the short list of all-time great coaches, that humility element is probably highly underrated in the effectiveness of a head coach. The willingness to look yourself in the mirror, to have others around you whose opinion you trust and value, and have them be willing to say, maybe you ought to change this up a little bit. Maybe we ought to look at doing this a little differently. And instead of, well, I have all of this background and experience, hey, you know what? Maybe you're right. And at least listen, evaluate, and maybe go a different direction. Or maybe after evaluating, not a bad idea, but no, the way we're doing it is the right way. But at least, man, be willing to be open to the idea that, maybe there is a better way of doing things. Here is what I am going to compare this possibility to. Tom Brady was pretty much an afterthought in the Patriots draft. Tom Brady was not going to be the quarterback moving forward for the New England Patriots. That was Drew Bledsoe. He got hurt. Tom Brady came in, and he fumbled away their playoff game with the Raiders, and Bledsoe was going to be the quarterback again once he got healthy, except there was an official's call, and the fumble wasn't a fumble. No. And the Patriots won the game. And then it was like, well, we're gonna roll with this thing now because there seemed to be some good luck there with Tom Brady. Well, lo and behold, again, there was nobody going into that Raiders game, and I mean nobody, who honestly thought, you know what, I'll bet this Brady fellow, keep an eye on him, he could end up going down as the greatest quarterback in it. No. There wasn't anybody thinking going into that Raiders playoff game that he was even had a chance to be the starter the following season, let alone go on a run that would have him on the short list of people that you would put as the greatest quarterback to ever play. That isn't what the Patriots were thinking. That isn't what anybody was thinking. Now, am I sitting here guaranteeing that if Terry Smith is head coach, he will go down as the greatest coach, surpassing Joe Paterno and Nick Saban? No. But maybe, just maybe, you have your guy. Maybe he can rise to the occasion and be the guy that leads this program to greater heights. Oh, he doesn't have the name recognition on the recruiting front, Ironhead. I know football, and, well, do you? Because Marcus Freeman, he wasn't the guy that had all of these great connections all over the country. Ryan Day wasn't this guy that had all of these arguments I'm hearing against. You could have made the same argument against Kirby Smart, Ryan Day, Dabo Swinney, Marcus Freeman. And again, none of us know with any absolute certainty, guarantee, how this thing will move forward with Terry Smith. But I have a good feeling about it. And I think it is as likely, if not more likely, that this thing looks good, like really good, with Terry Smith versus anybody else out there that you want to throw onto the list. Now, could one of those other people work as well? Sure. No question. But I wouldn't be so quick to just dismiss the possibility of Terry Smith maybe being a really, really good, like an elite head coach. I think that is a distinct possibility here.
Let's take a break.
All right, let's do it.
All right, I got some thoughts. Now, folks, if you have some thoughts, and we know you do, get ready for the phone number, all right, when we come back in, because, you know, this is an interesting subject, very debatable. But right now we got to take a break. You're listening to Let's Talk here on 98.7 The Fox. Don't go anywhere. It's getting fun, all right? We will be right back.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Fox Sports.
Bigger and better than ever, it's the 2026 Happy Valley Comic Convention, February 28th and March 1st at Nittany Valley Sports Center. 100,000 square feet of fun with special guest Tricia Helfer, the gorgeous Cylon from Battlestar Galactica, and Tracy Coco from Star Trek, along with actors from Pokemon, Dragon Ball Z, and other Japanese series. Collectibles, discussions, artist costume contest, and much more. Get your tickets starting now at $8 at HappyValleyComicCon.com. Kids 10 and under free on Sunday. HappyValleyComicCon.com. Made possible by a grant from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate Happy Hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coldest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines.
The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails.
Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there. Stop in today.
Join Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox as we kick off our week of giving on Friday, November 21st at the Belfond Giant Grocery Store on the Benner Pike. We will be collecting non-perishable food items and monetary donations that day for the Faith Center. Just another great way to help your neighbor. During November, The Fox will be asking you to stop in and sign up for our annual Remington 700 rifle giveaway from Jordan Firearms during our week of giving with Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
The Foxy Knowledge.
It's Let's Talk here on a Tuesday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. The phone line is open and available for your use at 814-954-7266.
All right, folks. Come on. I've got plenty of thoughts. Come on. It's me. All right. If you've got some thoughts, call them in. All right, let's hear what you're thinking.
Wait a second. It is you in the studio this morning.
See, we should turn the webcam on.
I'll be a son of a gun.
I'm going to turn that webcam on. I'm like, surprise, here I am.
All this time, I thought it was Goon over there. No, it's just you.
I beg your pardon.
I'll be...
Not even close. All right, holy moly. He's way bigger than me. Plus, he's smarter than me. But anyway, we'll move on. I mean, this, you know, if you're a regular listener to the show, we do this often with newsy stuff, all right? Like fascinating, like tackle this and break it down into parts and so on. I mean, this whole thing, it really is fascinating. I mean, there's a lot of different elements going in a lot of different directions on this Penn State football thing. It really is. So let me throw out a few. And probably somewhere along the line here, I'm going to make somebody angry. Well, we don't do that intentionally, but sometimes it just happens. So let's see how it goes. First, let's throw out some statistics. Let's start with that. All right. Now, this has been well covered, if you pay attention at all. This game on Saturday, Penn State and Rutgers, both teams are 5-6. Somebody's going to win. And so this game has a lot riding on it for both teams. These teams should both be very motivated on Saturday because whoever wins goes 6-6, and then theoretically that's supposed to make you eligible for a bowl, which means there's a bowl game out there that really wants you to come. Now, on the Penn State side, oh, goodness gracious, yes. Rutgers side, okay. I'm not trying to be hurtful to Rutgers.
You seem like you're being a little hurtful
to
Rutgers.
It's just, come on, the reputation and the fan base, it's just not the same. Come on, just isn't. All right. By the way, this Saturday's last game of regular season, it's rivalry day.
That's right.
Right? So there's Ohio State, Michigan. that the game.
Uh-huh.
Right? Really big. I'm looking at the Big Ten schedule.
You got the Iron Bowl. You have Alabama and Auburn. Okay. That's a rivalry game.
I'm looking at the Big Ten, though.
Okay.
USC-UCLA.
That's a rivalry game.
The Los Angeles Bowl, or whatever you want to call it. Northwestern and Illinois. Okay, both in Illinois. That's a big game for those guys. Let's see. Oregon, Washington.
I knew Northwestern was in Illinois. Illinois is in Illinois? I'll be a son of a gun.
Folks, please, call and rescue me. All right?
I thought Illinois was in
Oregon,
Indiana.
Washington. That's a big game out in the great Northwest. Let's see. What else do we have? Iowa, Nebraska is a big game. What do they play for?
Huskies don't like ducks, and ducks don't like Huskies.
Iowa, Nebraska plays. There's a trophy, isn't it? Which one is it? I'm blanking. Look it up. There's something out of the Oak and something. I don't know, whatever it is. Let's see. What else do we have? Indiana, Purdue. Both in Indiana. They're both in Indiana.
Huh. Again, okay. I knew Purdue was. I thought Indiana was from Wisconsin.
All right. Wisconsin, Minnesota. Now, those two play for, what is it, the big golden axe or whatever the heck it is, or the old oaken bucket or whatever that crazy trophies. Again, we've got the Land Grant trophy.
Yeah, we do, baby.
This thing is like as
back
big
home where
it's as big as the Empire State Building. Right? It's just big, giant thing. And then you've got Penn State Rutgers.
Woo!
It's like, oh,
woo!
Penn State doesn't have a rivalry game.
Well, that's why we're unrivaled.
Oh, okay. Are we still using that term? I wonder. So anyway, both these teams have something to play for. So this there's something on this game on Saturday, and it's interesting. You played that clip earlier from Terry Smith where he mentions bowl game. Now, you remember a few weeks ago, my thought was, does this team even want to play in a bowl game this year? Maybe they should just bag it and work on rebuilding, rearming, you know, blah, blah, blah. When he clearly mentions it, well, clearly it's on their minds. They want to go to a bowl game. Now, it won't be the super stupendous bowl. All right. Again, it could be the Joe's Bait Shop Toilet Bowl. I don't know. Trust me, there's a game out there probably with that name. You've seen some of the names, some of these bowl games. I mean, the Big Bad Boy Mowers Bowl or whatever the heck that is. I mean, they got some crazy bowl games. But anyway, what's the one at Yankee Stadium? Pinstripe Bowl. For some reason, that's a popular choice.
It'll be our second opportunity to participate in the Pinstripe Bowl.
Okay. Somebody posted this online yesterday. I guess I hadn't thought about it, but I saw this. I'm like, oh, okay, that's interesting. The spread. Sometimes we talk about the spread. What's the point spread? Penn State, by the way, is still, I think, a double-digit favorite Saturday.
Last I saw, yeah, I didn't check it this morning. But
10 or 11 or 10 and a half or 11, yeah, and, three, 11 and three quarters or whatever the heck it is, you know, all that sort of stuff. Somebody posted this. I'm like, yeah, that's interesting. This could mean absolutely nothing. All right. But against the spread, Penn State under James Franklin this year, 0-6 against the spread. They never covered the spread.
Which was unusual in the James Franklin era.
Yeah. I mean, even the cream puff games back in September, they didn't cover in those.
Yep.
And then, of course, the last two games, which, again, we still look at those two, UCLA and Northwestern, like, what the heck? They were favored by 21 or more points in both of those games. And, of course, lost the games. Like, poof. That's not only did they not cover, they lost. So 0-6 with James Franklin. Under Terry Smith, the spread, they're 4-1.
Look at that.
How about that? 4-1. Now, they didn't go 4-1, okay? They were the underdog with Iowa, and again, they should have won that game. And they were the underdog against Indiana, but they lost that at the very, very, very end. So Indiana did not cover. They were the favorite. Iowa did not cover. They were the favorite. So that would go to Penn State. And then, of course, the last 2 weeks, they more than covered.
So, yeah, 4-1 under Terry Smith. All right, that's very interesting.
By the way, if you have a gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-GAMBLER if you have a gambling problem.
Wait, Gambler?
Mr. Geezy.
Gambler or gambling?
Gambler.
You sure?
Positive.
I thought it was gambling.
You would be incorrect.
Right. 1-800-GAMBLER. Thank you.
First of all, too many. There's only. You got to have the right number of letters and corresponding digits. Gambling doesn't work.
Well,
that's for one.
Well, it could, but the last one or two are meaningless. They don't do anything. That's the way it works.
That's not the way it works.
I mean, I could do 1-800-IRONHEAD. Now, that's eight letters instead of seven digits, and the D in IRONHEAD would be meaningless. Anyway, let's move on.
Good heavens.
Again, this is fascinating. Now, one thing to remember, and again, I made my bold prediction a week ago that it was going to be Terry Smith, and they were going to announce it this week. Now, allegedly, Coach Smith and Dr. Kraft, whatever, whoever else is involved, they're supposed to be having their interview tomorrow. Supposed to be tomorrow, Wednesday. Okay, that's fine. I still think the announcement should be this week, like before the Rutgers game. Why is this? Well, to get the players fired up, like, yes! Remember all the stuff Saturday night? Hire Terry Smith! Players running around the field with these signs. We clearly know how they feel. All right, that's pretty obvious. The early signing period for high school recruits is next week. It's Wednesday. It's only 3 days. Wednesday to Friday next week, December 3 to 5. Now, there's been a lot of, you know, publicity stories about all the guys that Penn State has lost over these last several weeks. The last number I saw was 17. Maybe it's higher than that now. I don't know. Is it possible to somehow get some of those guys back if Terry Smith is announced as the permanent head coach this week, and then somebody immediately starts working the phones to these guys, or email, or Zoom, or however they communicate, to say, hey, look what we've done here. Come on, Terry's a great guy. You know that. He's probably talked to a lot of these high school recruits. Come on, we want you to come back. We're going to be doing great things next year. Come on back. Now, does that mean they're going to get them all back? No. No. But could they get a few of them back? Yeah, maybe. Now, if you wait till next week, perhaps, to make the decision or make the announcement, okay, that's not as much time for these kids to react. And once you sign, again, this is actually putting your name on a, I don't know, a piece of paper, or if it's a computer screen now or however they do it. Put your name down.
And once you do it, there's no change in your mind for a couple of months. What?
Well, it's just a thought, all right?
I'm just saying.
Just throwing it out there, all right? So there's part of the thing. I was thinking about this recently. All right, now, again, before James Franklin was fired, there were so many people, oh, he can't win. He never wins the big one. He's going to choke. Paul Feinbaum, that guy on ESPN that looks like a snapping turtle, all right, that dude. Paul Feinbaum had zero confidence in James Franklin. He will never win a national championship. That's Paul Feinbaum, all right, that guy, Mr. SEC, by the way, all right. Penn State will never win a championship with Franklin as the coach. That was his comment.
Turns out he was right.
A while back, okay? And a lot of people were dumping on Franklin, and the numbers were not good. You know, in the, what was it, top 25 games? Was it 4-21 or something like that? I mean, that's bad. That's really bad, okay? And now, of course, he gets fired. Then people are outraged, which is hilarious. Some of these same people that complained before, I can't believe Penn State did that. Okay. Okay, you want to pick a side? Like, be consistent? That'd be unique for you, some of you people, I suppose. I was just thinking about this, you know, recently. Mr. Iron, let's play our favorite game, Quiz the Ironhead. Here we go.
Turquoise.
What? No, it's, no, that's not the right answer. Mm. Right? What was the biggest game in the James Franklin Penn State era? What was the biggest game? Now, this is what, 12 years? Biggest game during the James Franklin Penn State era? Biggest game. Like, biggest win, biggest game, biggest win.
The most consequential was the Northwestern game this season.
No, biggest win, biggest win.
Arguably the Oregon game. I would actually argue, this is debatable for sure, but I actually would argue it was the comeback win against Wisconsin in the Big Ten championship game in 2016.
Really?
Yes.
See, that's not the one I would have chosen.
I think there's a lot of people that would not choose.
Do you know the one I would have chosen?
Which one?
Well, come on. There is only one other one.
The Ohio State game?
The Ohio State game.
Yeah.
All right. Beaver Stadium, the block kick, all that stuff, right? Yeah. We all went bananas that night. All right. The Wisconsin game would be a close number two. But I would pick that one first. Now, let's think back to that game. See, this is where this is fascinating, isn't it? All right. Remember, Ohio State's driving for a score. They get stopped. They bring the field goal team out on the field. They're going to kick a field goal. Ohio State is leading. All right. They kick this field goal. It's feeling comfortable. All right. They're building up their lead again. And if you remember that play, if you were there that night or watched it on TV or you just know, all right, Ohio State kind of messed up that play. I mean, the clock is running and they're kind of slow getting their guy, their field goal kicking team out on the field, getting him set and so on. Clock is running down, and they kind of rush the kick because the clock's, you know, about to hit zero. And so they kind of rush the kick, and then Penn State blocks it. And then Grant Haley picks it up, and he runs all the way, and we go bananas. Now, Urban Meyer is I guess, universally recognized. Oh, a great coach, won national championships, did it at Florida, did it, you know, Ohio State, blah, blah, blah. He blew it that night. Are we in agreement? He blew it that night. What he should have done, of course, is he should have called a timeout. He had some. To say, now he would have yelled at his team, what are you taking so long to set up for a kick? Come on, you just wasted a timeout. What are you doing? He would have yelled at his guys, but they would have had time to reset. And almost certainly, you know, unless the kicker hooked it or something, they would have made the kick. All right. Is it possible that Franklin's whole, what's the word I want? His whole selling point for Penn State was based on one play where the opposing coach, who's allegedly smart, totally blew it and allowed things to happen, and then Penn State wins. Imagine if that didn't happen that night. Urban Meyer calls the timeout, as he should have done. Team resets. All right, let's make sure we got this good. Okay, kick the field goal. All right, there we go. Now we're back. We're back in a comfortable lead again. And Penn State loses that game. Future changes. Is it possible the whole Franklin? And again, this sounds harsh. I like James Franklin. He's a good man. All right, I understand why his players like him. I get it. I liked him, for goodness sakes. I mean, I've got pictures of Franklin on my phone, all right, from something he did that involved my family. I won't go further now. I'll stop right there. It's a very interesting story, though. All around that one game and one call and one play, if that had happened differently, maybe Franklin gets fired 5 years ago. Now, I take that back because Sandy Barber was never going to fire him. All right. Sandy Barber's been kind of raked over the coals over the last number of weeks. When people found out, how much is Franklin's buyout? Excuse me? All right. What? Who set that up? Oh, it was Sandy Barber. Oops. Wasn't Pat Kraft. It was Sandy Barber that set up that prior, hey, let's renegotiate my contract. Okay. Whoop. There it is. Maybe he would have gotten fired several years ago. Because again, the game, big game record would have been, instead of 4-21, it would have been 3-22 or something like that. Would have been horrible. Just those interesting little nuances there. Yes, James Franklin, good man. Obviously a very good recruiter, said all the right things out in the field, not the football field, out, you know, recruiting people and stuff like that, said all the right things, had all the right vibes. Hey, you send your kid to Penn State, they're going to get a great education, we're going to take really good care of them, you know, we're a family here, you know, la, 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 all that stuff. Okay, that's great. Except when it comes to what you're supposed to be doing, which is football coach at a major university, your job is to A, win games, and B, win championships. Well, they won a lot of games, but they really didn't win any championships over a 12-year period. Well, once, all right? And then they didn't go to the Final Four. Remember that? They win the Big Ten championship and still get snubbed. All right, yeah, that still rubs some people raw. So the football coach's job, I mean, you got all that vibe. Again, everything I've ever heard about Terry Smith at Penn State is he's a very good recruiter. We've heard him now the last few weeks. Clearly, he's made it plain. He's a caring guy. His players love him. Again, look at that display Saturday night, for goodness sakes, and kind of before and after that. Tons of stuff. Is it possible that Terry Smith has everything that James Franklin had, minus the gigantic contract buyout and the, hey, let's renegotiate my contract again little situation? All right. Again, that happened back, we're told, in the summertime. So Penn State starts a $700 million gigantic refurb of Beaver Stadium. And allegedly, the stories were back in the summer, Franklin goes to Kraft and says, hey, let's renegotiate my contract again. And I can understand Dr. Kraft saying, no, wait a minute, we're sinking $700 million into this building, and you want more money? Maybe if you'd won the national championship last year, maybe we could talk about that, but you didn't. So don't you think your timing here is really bad? If I were Dr. Kraft, that's how I would have felt. Don't you think your timing, could you maybe wait a year or two, maybe win the national championship this year, and then maybe we'll sit down and talk about giving you more money? Am I misreading this, Mr. Ironhead? That's pretty much what happened over the summer. And I can imagine that made Kraft angry. Like, come on, coach. No, your timing is, what are you doing? Now look what we're doing here to your stadium. Poof. And you want more money again? Folks, there's all these little extra things coming from different directions. Now, on Saturday, interestingly enough, ESPN had the Virginia Tech game. Now, by the way, they got clobbered pretty much by Miami, which was expected.
They were looking ahead to the Virginia game.
Oh, is that what it was? Yeah.
The Commonwealth Cup is on the line, baby.
They're 3-8 and looking ahead to the Virginia game.
That's right.
All right. So Franklin is there, and they bring him on. So if you watch this on Saturday, there is the two ESPN announcers during the game, and they bring him on, and they had a rather long conversation with him. It wasn't just, hey, coach, congratulations. You know, you're on board here. What do you think about Virginia Tech? All right, have a good day. No, he was on over a commercial break.
Yeah.
He was on like twice, if you will, with a commercial break in between. Meanwhile, there's a game being played. This is not before or after the game. This is during the game. So, again, Franklin's being lauded. Okay, fine. But is he really going to make a big difference at Virginia Tech? Yes. Why? Because he's going to play the same routine. He's going to talk a lot. He's going to say all the right things. He's going to reach the moms of recruits. We're going to take good care of your kid. You know, no offense, he's playing in the ACC, which is not exactly murderer's row. Okay. Bill Belichick at North Carolina. Yeah, that's working out real well this year. They're under 500. Okay. Florida State. You know, it's interesting. Florida State has been woeful. They were absolutely terrible last year. They were awful. 2 years ago, they were really good. And then last year, for whatever reason, crash and burn. I mean, they were terrible. They kept their coach, Mike Norvell. Now, this year, they're under 500 again. And there was a lot of Florida State fans saying, would you fire this guy? Just the other day, they announced, nope, he's coming back next year again. We're going to give him one more chance. And I'm thinking, okay, are you giving them one more chance, or is it, and the numbers are out there, Norvell's buyout with Florida State, I believe, was $54 million. And the rest of his staff, if they would all depart, is another $18 million. So Florida State would be on the hook probably for over $70 million of buyout money. You know what? Let's give the guy another chance. Because that's a lot of money. Okay? And could Norvell get a job at a Virginia Tech-like school? Probably not. So Florida State is playing the money, I think. This is an opinion. Playing the money and decided to keep him. I can't imagine the Seminoles fans are all that pleased. Watch out for this Lane Kiffin announcement this week. He's allegedly leaving Ole Miss. He's allegedly going to LSU. It's allegedly $90 million. Oh, where's this money coming from, Mr. Ironhead? They just sell a lot of Creole down there at LSU. Holy mackerel. All right. Gosh almighty, that's a lot of money. And so there's all these different elements. But again, for me, you've joined my bandwagon. All right. Terry Smith is the guy. He's got the players energized. He's got the fans energized. He's got the alums, including those with checkbooks, probably energized. Now, the question is, how many high school recruits can he energize? The last two games, Penn State has been absolutely dominant. This is the team we expected to see 2 months ago. Finally. Now, again, should they have beaten Indiana? Yes. All right. Either a miracle drive or whatever you want to call it for the Hoosiers. Should they have beaten Iowa? Yes. 21-10 lead in the second half. All right. Now, those turned out to be narrow, narrow, narrow losses. Ohio State, that's a three-point game at halftime against the number one team in the country. So you can say, well, Penn State didn't play well against Ohio State. In the second half, yes. So half the game. So five games there, they had maybe one really bad half. He's proven I can motivate a team. I can, and again, what the H happened against UCLA and Northwestern? That was a totally unmotivated team. Like, what happened those two games? Well, where does motivation come from? Primarily, it comes from the top. And I've shared before, I'm no fan of rah-rah. All right, that was one thing about James Franklin I just despised. All the rah-rah. 1-0, 1-0. Beat this one team. Beat this one. Come on, Nittany Nation. Whiteout energy. All that crap. Crap. He's smiling at me. Crap. It's all talk. Talk is cheap. Guys, we're on the radio. We know about this. Talk is cheap. Okay? Mm-hmm. Boss listening? Okay. Talk is cheap. And Franklin is A1 pro when it comes to talk. Talk does not win football games. Now, maybe if Franklin had taken my advice, with my head getting really large now, after the embarrassing loss at UCLA, if he would have said, I'm not doing the rah-rah this week before Northwestern. I'm not doing that. But what happens that Sunday night? There's the social media message. Let's go 1-0. Beat Northwestern. Nittany Nation, we'll see you. We need you. No. Talk is cheap, and it costs James Franklin his job. Do you remember the end of the Northwestern game? All the shots on TV. He looks absolutely just done on the field. He's standing there, and nobody's really around him. Because I think they had the feeling that, okay, this could be it. And he's just kind of looking around. He was done because the talk ran out. Talk is cheap. We need action. Terry Smith, I think, maybe over the five-game stretch, has shown action. That's why. All right? If Kraft's going to have this interview with him tomorrow, great. Wonderful. It should be probably a 15-minute interview. And then afterwards, they should go in front of microphones and say, okay, here we go. Now, you talk about a bold prediction? That would be a bold prediction.
That's a bold prediction.
If this ball happens tomorrow, I think the players would be exultant. They would love this, and they would go out and bury Rutgers on Saturday. Bury them.
Don't be sorry. Please don't be sorry.
And then if it's the pinstripe bowl or whatever, okay, fine, what blood. It's all about the timing. You can't, I mean, several years ago, there was no transfer portal, right? Folks, you remember this? If a kid wanted to transfer, they had to sit out the year.
I vaguely remember those days, now that you mentioned
You'd have to give up a year in order to transfer to another school, and that's why it rarely took place. And this is all sports, guys and gals, because they didn't want to give up a year. It's like, no, I don't want to do that. I want to play. So more often than not, they would stay at whatever school they're at. Transfer portal now, it's like, I'm gone. First 2 weeks of January. How many of these guys would say, I'm gone, if Terry Smith is not named the next permanent head coach? It's probably a significant number of them. Because the other schools are going to be hitting them. Hey, why don't you come up and play for us? Hey, why don't you come on over here? They've probably already started in some different ways. Subtle ways, like, hey, you know, we'd love to have you over here at blah, blah school. So we got to take a break here. But, okay, you had your spiel. Now I had mine.
Yeah. Right. I don't think that in and of itself is also a good argument. Whoever the new coach is will bring in players, presumably.
Yes.
And it's a new process. I am okay. And admittedly, none of us have the information that Pat Kraft has at his disposal. While I do think there is a very good argument to be made for Terry Smith, and while I would rejoice in it, again, maybe there are some things that we're not aware of that, hey, you know what, this is actually, I love Terry, but this is a red flag here and in the interview process. So I'm not definitively 100% saying it has to be Terry Smith. Nobody else can do it. Not my argument. But I do think Terry Smith deserves serious consideration. And if he does hire somebody else, it has to be clear cut, at least in Pat Kraft's mind, that, yeah, listen, this person can come in and with this plan and the overall vision, these are the things that I like that I think maybe he can do a little better even than Terry. And I think we can win a national championship again in, you know, 3 or 4 years with this guy's plan. Fine. So, again, it's all speculation. It's all just talk. Talk. We're right there with James Franklin now. None of what any of us are saying, not even me, if you can believe it,
my goodness,
actually matters a whit at the end of the day. And I understand that. I want to share my opinions, and I want to hear yours. I have a bunch of friends with a bunch of different opinions, and, I find some more valid than others, and that's fine. Again, it's whenever you have something like this, it is going to be a point of discussion, a topic, and everybody's going to have wide-ranging viewpoints, and that's fine. That's all good. And then at the end of the day, hopefully Pat Kraft isn't listening to any of us. He is looking at what's actually best for the program and making the selection that he thinks is best. And again, as I keep saying, at the end of the day, it'll be an educated guess, but it's still a guess as to whether or not this will actually work with whoever it is. Because, again, running a big-time, championship-winning Division I program is hard. Yeah. It is really difficult.
Very difficult.
There are a ton of moving parts. You've got to have the right support staff in place, all of those things, and I think Pat Kraft is doing everything he can in his power to make sure that everything is aligned, and with whoever the coach is, that, hey, we have everybody within the department pulling in the same direction to try to make this happen. And again, I think whoever it is, fans just need to rally behind, even if it's some, you know, whoever's last on your list. I hope it's not that guy. Oh, it is that guy. All right, well, now it's that guy. Go support him. Let's see if at least out of the gate we can give all of the support that we can. And then, Again, it's going to play out however it's going to play out. That's and we'll hope for the best. And again, if it doesn't go the way everybody's hoping, we'll be having very similar discussions in another 3 to 5 years.
All right, we take a break. All right, we have another segment. If you want to chime in, here's your chance. When we come back, all right, enough of that. We're going to talk about this other guy who's so inspirational, Donald Trump. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my. Get ready. This could go crazy. All right, are you ready?
What? Democrats.
No, not
Democrats, if you're listening.
Don't start.
I just want you to know.
Don't start.
Treason is punishable by death. I'm just stating a fact.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
No, that's just a fact. That's all I'm doing. Okay. Just stating the law. That's all I'm doing.
All right.
I don't know why you would think anything different.
Let's talk on 98.7 The Fox. Could be interesting when we come right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox. The Fox Sports Weekend.
Is your Sunday home for the National Football League. All of the big teams.
Spins into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Big names.
Burrow throws over the middle into coverage, and it is caught. Unbelievable.
It's the NFL. Sundays
on Central PA Sports Authority.
The Fox Sports Weekend. Sports Radio 98.7. The Fox. Fox Sports.
You know, a hotel's just a hotel, but a house is a home.
Decorated to perfection with pride, love, and attention to detail. That's what you'll experience when you stay at the Keller House.
A delightful 1887 home in the village of Center Hall, Pennsylvania.
The Keller House is not just a bed and breakfast. The moment you open the door, you'll be amazed at the historic, unique, cozy feel of this beautiful Victorian home. The Keller House is just minutes away from State College. So if you're going to the game, turn your trip into a mini vacation. The Keller House Bed and Breakfast. Oh, and did I mention the delicious homemade cooked breakfasts? So good. Plus, you can choose from one of 5 themed bedrooms, each with its own bathroom and a central sitting room downstairs. Wireless high-speed internet is also provided. So, whether you're by yourself or bringing the whole family, the Keller House Bed and Breakfast in Center Hall will be your home away from home. KellerHouseBB.com. That's KellerHouseBB.com. 109 West Church Street, Center Hall.
This is Jim Galante from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, join me, Dustin Hawkinsmith, T. Frank Carr, Andy Shea, and Jeff Byers every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox and State College. We'll bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more on the Nittany Lions. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Fox Sports 98.7 for the Keystone Kickoff Show.
It's Let's Talk on a Tuesday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. The phone line is open and available for your use at 814-954-7266. 814-954-7266. Gets you into the big show this morning.
All right. Now, again, holiday week, we will not have a show here Thursday.
That's right.
All right. Tomorrow, yes. Friday, yes. We have a special guest tomorrow. Do you want to announce or
sure. Zane Rutherford will join us. They actually moved. He was going to join us this morning to talk about the Claw championship event coming up in Pittsburgh this weekend. Zane will be competing in it, but he was going to join us this morning, and then they moved practice. The nerve of these coaches to interrupt with our show. They had practice at 9 this morning, as I think allowing kids to maybe get out a little bit earlier and head home today to enjoy a few days off. So Zane will join us now tomorrow morning at 8:45.
All right, very cool. And we'll have some open line time tomorrow. Friday, holiday weekend, we'll do it then. And so we'll get back to, if you will, some normalcy next week. All right, guests and stuff like that. All right, let's see. Donald Trump, the gift that keeps on giving. Hey. All right. For talk show hosts, at least. All right. Yes.
All right. Let me throw some opinions. Okay. Number one, I think it is now virtually universal that video that some congressional Democrats released last week about do not follow illegal orders, that one which has gotten so much publicity, unbelievably dumb.
They were just stating a fact, Scott. You can't argue with that. That's what the Constitution says. That's all they were doing.
No. Unbelievably dumb. I think a lot of Democrats think that was like, what on earth were you thinking with this video? Now, having said all that, okay, yes, Donald Trump being Donald Trump, when this got released a few days ago, or last week, he comes out on his bought and paid for social media site, and if he had just stopped with this first comment, everybody would have said, yeah, I'm like, this was a deplorable video, blah, 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 blah. Then he comes out with part two where he mentions about, you know, sedition, treason, punishable by death. And unfortunately, that he blew it at that. Now, don't tell me, oh, that's true. He blew it because he gave the other side now ammunition to run with. You mean Trump wants to execute members of Congress? No. He's just saying that was an unbelievably dumb video that you released. And a number of interviews have been done since then. And, of course, the obvious question, well, what is illegal orders?
Well, because
they're just stating the truth. I just point out what the Constitution says. That's all we're doing over here.
I mean, did these members of Congress actually think they were going to release this video and not have follow-up? Maybe they did. Maybe they're that blind and blinded by ideology, they didn't realize, okay, people are going to be jumping all over this, reporters and stuff, which has happened over the last number of days. Alyssa Slotkin is a new Democrat senator from Michigan. I don't know if she was the spearhead for this video. It came out through her social media site. If this was her idea, she's not looking good right now. But still, as soon as Trump mentions the word death, I'm thinking, oh, boy, here we go. All right, let's make a left-hand turn here, you know, and that's been a lot of, especially on left-leaning media outlets, that's been the point of discussion, not what the actual video was. Now, you know, CNN actually has been trying to be a balanced media outlet. They've been asking these folks, well, illegal orders, what is that? What are you talking about? Can't get a straight answer.
Not saying anything specific. We're just pointing out what the law says.
No, just
it's what they're trying to claim.
Then, of course, last Friday, there's Donald Trump in the Oval Office with the mayor-elect of New York, Zohran Mamdani. There they are. Now, these two guys, of course, if you follow news, you know this. They have been name-calling each other for days, ever since Mamdani won the election, well, actually just a couple of weeks ago now, and, you know, bad-mouthing back and forth. But for whatever reason, Mamdani goes down to the White House, and there he's with smiling Donald Trump and smiling Mamdani, and they're all smiling. And this just has driven some people over the edge since Friday. And once again, caller, hold on, we'll take you in a moment. Once again, we've got people, they do not understand Donald Trump, and I don't get why. It's not like he's brand new to the scene. He's been doing this for years. I will explain, but let's take our call here.
Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Good morning.
Hello, go ahead. Morning.
I can't wait for you to explain Donald Trump, because that would be wonderful for me, for somebody that's okay. Going to explain that. Narrative well, anyhow.
Go ahead.
I want to ask you, have either one of you ever been in the military?
No.
Have either one of you ever had to swear to the Constitution?
Well, obviously, if it's military, no.
No.
Okay,
I have sworn.
Yes,
what the record
clearly
says.
We've done some swearing, but not that kind. Go ahead.
In public office, you never had to stand up and I'm going to do the Constitution, swear to the Constitution?
Nope.
I can say I've run for public office once. Now, it was school boards.
Okay.
School boards, so technically public office. But anyway, that was years ago.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, my question is, and I'm not going to defend the I think it was kind of dumb for them to say that what they said. However, what they said is actually true. Now, if you don't believe me, if you go back to what happened in Germany in the Nuremberg trials afterwards, the people who followed illegal orders were put on trial, and some of them went to prison for life.
Yep.
Now, I'm kind of with you guys. I don't think they should have done that, but anyhow, it's over and said and done. But everybody's making such a large deal of it. But Trump, I mean, he couldn't even go into the military, and he wouldn't do it. And that was and he's my age, by the way. I can just tell you we're the same age.
Okay.
And he had the opportunity, and he chose not to go there. Mm-hmm. But she sure as heck can go ahead and criticize all those people who have done that, and some of them put their life in danger, and he hasn't. But the problem is, and I'm going to stop right here, this politics for being evil to other people, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, that just has to stop. It just has to stop.
Caller, you're exactly right. The problem is these people, the people I call political animals, all right, and a lot of them float around Washington, D.C., they don't care. What cares to them is scoring political points, destroying your opponent. They're always going to follow that same game plan. The rest of us are disgusted by it. You, me, Ironhead, probably most of us, yeah. All right? They're never going to change. It's back and forth, back and forth. Meanwhile, things don't get done. Problems are not solved. It's just back and forth with these people. All right? Now, Donald Trump is the current commander-in-chief, so you could say he is a military person right now because he's the commander-in-chief.
I will agree with you that it is very exceedingly rare right now that we have anybody that even looks to take the higher ground. And it just would be nice.
Yes.
On either side. And again, I'm generally a Trump supporter, but some of the, like, stop with the constant name-calling. And it degrades the office. This is just my opinion. That stuff has always driven me crazy about him. Now, many of his policies I support, but the personal attacks where it is very targeted, that stuff, I don't like it on either side, and I wish we would just stop it. And instead of taking the higher ground, though, it seems like the Democrats are saying, well, if Donald Trump can be popular with this, then by God, we're going to do it too. And it's, okay. I'm with you. The rhetoric on both sides is just way, way too much right now.
Yeah. No, an amen to that. It gets so frustrated. I get so frustrated listening to all of it, and I wish I could just shut it off, but I can't shut your program off either, so what the hell?
Bless your heart.
Well, and the thing is, both sides, and I will say, I've been doing a lot more flipping around to just see the different perspectives, and reading articles from different viewpoints as well. And both sides are very guilty of cherry-picking comments here and there or cherry-picking what's being proposed here and there instead of presenting, my opinion, honestly and fairly, all right, this is what we're actually discussing. These are, again, I think in many cases there's a large swath of territory there that we would agree on. Even the far right and the far left, it's like, well, yeah, we want safe cities. I do think the majority of Americans would. Now, how we get there and what the proper, okay, we can debate that. But it's, well, no, the Republicans don't even want, they want to create chaos. And the Democrats, they want to let violent people just run rampant. I mean, instinctively, you know darn well that's not true. Now, are some of the policies that some of the, you know, and what some of the judges are doing leading to some, that's true. And as I think it's debatable as to whether or not we should be sending troops into some of these cities to restore order. Debatable points. But, man, the rhetoric just always goes to, well, this side wants to kill elderly people. Well, this side wants to not have, not allow minorities to vote. Well, this side, come on.
Stop.
Like,
yeah. We're all in agreement. Just stop. All right, caller, we got to take a break. Thanks very much for your call.
I want to, one thing before. I'll
Real quick,
say,
hurry up.
I'm from Terry Smith.
Good for you.
Vote for Terry Smith.
Okay.
We're with you on that.
All right. Now we got a break. Thanks for your call.
Yep. That was a good final comment.
We might have about a minute. I'll explain Donald Trump in a minute. Oh, you can't. Just don't go anywhere. Oh, we'll be right back.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Bigger and better than ever, it's the 2026 Happy Valley Comic Convention, February 28th and March 1st at Nittany Valley Sports Center. 100,000 square feet of fun with special guest Tricia Helfer, the gorgeous Cylon from Battlestar Galactica, and Tracy Coco from Star Trek, along with actors from Pokemon, Dragon Ball Z, and other Japanese series. Collectibles, discussions, artist costume contest, and much more. Get your tickets starting now at $8 at HappyValleyComicCon.com. Kids 10 and under free on Sunday. HappyValleyComicCon.com. Made possible by a grant from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Join Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox as we kick off our week of giving on Friday, November 21st at the Bellefonte Giant Grocery Store on the Benner Pike. We will be collecting non-perishable food items and monetary donations that day for the Faith Center. Just another great way to help your neighbor. During November, The Fox will be asking you to stop in and sign up for our annual Remington 700 rifle giveaway from Jordan Firearms during our week of giving with Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Bellefonte. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate happy hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown
Bellefonte.
To explain Donald Trump in 1 minute, here is Scott Giese, ladies and gentlemen.
Because we literally have 1 minute, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Callers, unfortunately, we don't have time because we have to go.
We got
to
explain.
I love this line from a story. The president left the nation's jaw on the floor with his Friday afternoon love fest with Zohran Mamdani. I'm thinking, oh, my God, these idiot people. All right? Once again, for the umpteenth time, Donald Trump is a businessman. Everything is about business with him. He's always wanting to make deals. That's why he sat down with Vladimir Putin. People were outraged. He sat down with Kim Jong-un, the nutcase from North Korea. And now he sat down with Zohran Mamdani. He thinks, in his mind, I can influence the other guy through my great talking, through a little elbowing, little arm, you know, jawboning, you know, and so on. I'm going to influence this guy. I'm going to do everything I can to influence this other guy. Okay? That's Donald Trump. All right? Plus the fact he's a New Yorker. Trump has been a New Yorker a lot longer than Mamdani. And so I think when it comes to New York, that's a little extra special to him. Oh, yeah, he'll mouth off and he'll insult. He'll keep doing that. But it's all about make a deal, make a deal, make a deal, influence, make a deal. That's it. No love fest. Please.
I'll make a deal. We'll do a show tomorrow as long as we get Thanksgiving off.
Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox. Fox Sports.